philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
It's super windy down here, so I hope you can hear it okay. And if you can't, you won't be listening to this because I won't put it live. I have just finished two workshops. So about a week and a half ago, I ran a in-person podcasting workshop, and then I ran another yesterday. And the first one I ran, there were just one or two, too many people to fit in my studio safely at the moment, and so I moved it into a like a hall. It was carpeted and everything, but not an ideal space. And then yesterday I ran one just at home in my little studio with three women, and it was just so good. They've both been amazing, but it just really solidified to me how much I love running workshops, how much people get out of them, and how much wisdom, knowledge, and experience I can bring. Sometimes I forget, you know, sometimes it's not until like I'm about to do some public speaking or I'm being introduced to some, you know, to someone's audience on a podcast that I realize like how much experience I actually have, you know, when people, I know I just sound like impressive and I'm like, oh yeah, I have done a lot of stuff. And yeah, it is actually pretty cool that I'm a voiceover artist and, you know, and some of the names that I've worked with, it's impressive. I'm still just me. It doesn't make me any different. It's just like a reminder. Oh yeah, you know, you have value, and I mean, that shouldn't sound so surprising. I know I have value to bring, but I sometimes think I'm pretty bad at, yeah, like promoting myself in that way. Anyway, the last couple of workshops have really highlighted to me just the importance of women and, you know, well, all humans really, but particularly women, using their voice and getting past all that shit that we've been I feel like sometimes women are like caged humans, or we have been, and now it's almost like that, you know, that's, you know, that thing about the elephant, and the elephant has been tied to a little stake in the ground, like a wooden stake in the ground, for since it was a baby, and then they, like, the elephant doesn't know that it's no longer, like, that it's powerful enough to pull the stake out of the ground. I feel like that's often women. We've been oppressed for centuries, and so when we go to use our power, you know, we often can't see it. We can't see that it's just a little piece of wood with a piece of string around it holding us back, you know? It's not real, but it feels real. It feels really scary to put yourself out there, and there feels like, I feel like perfectionism and all those things that stop people from really expressing themselves are like rife still. And yesterday when I was going through, come on Bill, keep coming. He's just getting so old. it's just so slow at the moment. Every time I turn around, he's like, can we go yet? Can we go yet? I'm like, oh buddy. Anyway, so yeah, like I find that women have a tendency sometimes to need things to be, because look, I feel like we're going to be judged anyway, right? Like, if not by others, definitely by ourselves. And And so it can feel really hard, and like we have to get things right. And yesterday when I was talking about podcasting, because my whole thing is like for women, not just for women, but for the people who come to me, often they're stuck around something, right? Whether that is, often they think they're stuck around the tech side of things, like they're not technical, so they can't be a podcaster or whatever, or they're not like quite clear on their message, or they want to talk about so many things, they can't hone it into one clear, consistent message. Like they have to have it right before they start. That's really the thing here. Like people feel like they have to have it, like they have to get it right from the start. But there's a steep learning curve. And the only way that you, I feel like I'm flogging a dead horse here. I feel like it's all I kind of talk about, but it's still relevant, you know, because there's still people holding themselves back from starting something new, from expressing themselves artistically, from like stopping themselves from starting a podcast, stopping themselves from, you know, like showing themselves on Instagram, just stopping themselves, like even stopping themselves from speaking up when something, like saying yes to things, or you know, like lying to protect people's feelings. And that can look as small as someone comes up and asks how your meal was and it was fucking terrible, and you say great thanks because you don't want to rock the boat, you know. Like now, I mean, I still feel like there are like we're not on even footing quite yet. We still have more hurdles to this than men generally do, and I'm generalizing here because there's definitely, I've come across men in my community who feel the same way. So it's not just a women issue, but I do feel like we have more hurdles in front of us. And then if you go beyond that, like, you know, like we have less hurdles than many other people on the planet, right? So, but yeah, while those hurdles are there, it's difficult for women to break out of this mold of being the good girl or compliant, or you know, like feeling afraid of judgment or whatever is getting in the way, which is actually a big part of why I show up in the way that I do. And I was talking about this yesterday. It's like, you know, I'm a podcaster, I'm an ex-broadcaster. I could create something really polished and honed like I do for my clients. You know, I work with large corporates and I will do content edits and structural changes to shows, and it's polished as it can be when you're working with, you know, a bunch of different people in different environments. It would be a different story if it was like in-person stuff, which I could do too, but COVID, haven't been able to. It's all been pretty much online. So, you know, I have the ability to do that, but I choose not to. I choose to walk on the beach, and I have a recording studio, right? With all the equipment, all the skills, all the know-how, maybe not the energy or resource, or like, you know, I do have the resources. I have an editor. But I choose to intentionally record this show as it is. Me walking on the beach with a smart lav, $70, you know, lapel mic plugged into my phone, recording using voice memo. And then I do zero editing and I top and tail it and it goes out into the world. And that is a very conscious, intentional decision for me, because I want to show people that you can create whatever the fuck you want, right? Like, it doesn't have to be something mind-blowingly, incredibly well-produced and strategic and all the things. If you feel a desire to walk on the beach and record yourself and share, you know, those parts of yourself with the world, then fucking well do it, right? Like, there is nothing holding you back except the belief that that's not enough or you're not enough. That's fucked. So That's why I've showed up for 6 or 7 years. Honestly, this is why. Because I want to lead by example. I want to prove to you that you can do it. You know, while I was doing the workshop yesterday, you know, I often talk about how we can make this process as complicated or as simple as we like. And what we need, and this goes for a business in general, podcasting, social media, whatever you're in. We can make it as simple or as complicated as we like. But it works sustainably when we work to our nature instead of against it, right? When we embrace who we are and we find ways to make things sustainable and enjoyable, then we can stick to them long term, regardless of, like, we really have to dig into, and this is something that the first thing we cover when it comes to a podcasting workshop is what is in it for you. Because so many people are like, I just want to help people, right? And that's a beautiful, noble, you know, selfless reason, but there has to be something in it for you. There has to be. Otherwise, you're just going to end up frustrated and bitter and twisted if you're not getting the engagement or the results. There has to be something in it for you. And for me, it's been this. It's been like, I want to have a practice of showing up and speaking and using my voice, even if I feel like I've got fucking nothing at all to say. Because that's the bit that's in it for me, right? Like, it's a practice. It's a practice of me showing up and using my voice. And then there is also an intention there, which is like, I want to show people that they can do this too. You know, they don't have to be anything that, like, hey. Yeah. Yeah, totally. you don't have to be polished and beautiful and articulate and, you know, edited. It's okay just to be who you are, and there's a place for that. There's a place for you just as you are. When it comes to like business coaching or podcasting or whatever it is, I feel like that's what I help people do, is to simplify it, bring it back to them and what's going to work for them, so that then they can, you know, like, have more clarity around their message, or embrace the fact that they are a waffler and there's an audience for that too. You know, I just feel like, yeah, it's just about like coming back to you. What's going to work for you? How do you work best? Because we're often trying to complicate shit, right? Or get it right from the start, where there is a process to learning. There is a process to growth, and it's not pretty. And it starts with you fumbling around, not having any fucking idea what you're doing. And eventually it turns into something else, something that does become kind of second nature and natural to you. But you don't get there without the messy, confusing, ugly, I don't know what I'm doing start. We can't, like, I did an episode a few weeks ago about like confidence, right? Confidence is a byproduct. It's not a state that just exists without having built something behind it, right? Like, confidence comes through practice, through, yeah, showing up, trying. I thought about the first time I publicly spoke, and I've spoken about this in the past. It was in front of, well, in my adult life, really, the first time I publicly spoke. It was at the height of my depression, and I was in front of a room of teenage girls, and the subject was money. And around that stage, around that time, I had just received a $16,000 tax bill and had no money to pay it, right? So I didn't feel like, number one, I was just super self-conscious, did not like myself at all, had just completely fucked up and was speaking on money. And I remember getting up for like just sharing a tip. It was just like a simple tip. What's something that you could tell these young girls not to do, you know? And I was like, don't buy anything interest free. Right? Like, and then I sat down and one of the girls said, are you about to cry? And yes, I absolutely was. Like I've just felt, I don't know, like it was just such a horrible feeling. And every time I publicly speak, you know, I get better and better and more relaxed at it. But there's still this part of me that's like, what if you fuck up like that one time and someone says, are you about to cry? You know? But the practice of it, the showing up and giving it a go regardless, in all of its perfection, because no one's going to get it perfect. There's always going to be someone who, you know, doesn't like what you're doing. But then that whole, you know, Brené Brown, who's in the arena thing really, you know, comes into play. It's like, no, fuck what other people think. Fuck if they don't think that you're polished enough or perfect enough. They're not your people. So just, you know, be you and then you'll attract the right people. I think that's what I've loved about these workshops is that the people I've attracted have just been so incredible and aligned, and they form really great bonds together too. Like, I love that. And that's just through me having had this practice of showing up weekly, speaking even if I'm not really sure I've got anything to say. Not even sure if it's of value. Sometimes I do fall into that trap of maybe I should bring more strategy in, maybe I should make it something more, and I could. And I have in other shows. But this is a space for me just to document where I'm at and as a way to show you that, you know, like it can be really easy. It doesn't have to be complicated or hard or go against your nature. It can just be as easy as moving through. Because do you think this was comfortable for me in the beginning? Walking on the beach, walking past people, talking to myself? No. And when it first started, it was me running on the beach with a video camera, you know? even more like, I don't know, it just felt really awkward. But then now, sometimes it still feels awkward. But mostly I'm just kind of used to it, you know? So I don't really care that much. And it's not enough to stop me from doing something that's important to me. And so, yeah, that's Carlosophies for today. There's a lot of lessons in there, I guess, you know, and make of them what you will. Until next week, peace out.
Carlosophies, I'm Carly Nimmo.